the soil over here is more...
It's richer. Richer soil.
More
fertile.
Than this one.
Right.
Okay. The flat kind of lowland along by the stream, mm-hmm. or by, it's overflowed in the spring and plowed lakes. That would be called...
Had no idea.
Okay. Do you know what they would call a little low place, you know, or a place that would have...
Gully or valley.
A valley, okay, a gully. What about a place that would be deep in water, have water in it all the time?
Swamp.
Near the a place near the sea, you've been out the mm-hmm. sea, where salt hay would grow, that would be a what?
What would it be?
A little marsh, salt
marsh.
Hay?
Yeah, salt like marsh.
If they're getting water off the land, like you say they were doing what?
Getting it off of the land?
Yeah. By digging
wells.
Or getting it off the land, you know, if the land was wet, had water on
mm-hmm.
it. What they do.
I don't know.
Then a little shallow arm of the sea, kind of a narrow bit of water that would flow in and out with time.
Uh-huh.
That's a...
Stream.
That's
not what you wanted.
Well, when you ride along a dirt road
mm-hmm.
and you see a kind of water that's been cut
a creek?
Water has made, you know, it's rained and it's made a kind of what place in the road. That's a
rut in the road. Potholes.
Yeah. Something bigger than a stream would be a
river. A brook. Well, yeah, it's a brook, a stream, a river.
Then higher than a hill. What do they call it? Are these hills around here?
Yeah, hills.
Do they have other names for them, like a place where it'd be a little sharper type of hill than the other?
No. Don't call any of them mountains, that's for sure.
They don't.
Just hills. Hill right. country.
You ever been up the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a place where the mountain would drop off real sharp is a...
Drop off.
Look out. You're driving the car
over the cliff.
And
yeah.
up in the mountains, a place where Davy Crockett went through the mountains, you know, that would be called a...
pass. I don't know what you call it. Pass through. Pass way.
Now, on Yallabusha River here,
mm-hmm.
there was a place where boats used to stop and freight would be unloaded.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a boat. That would be a what?
Boat dock, boat launching pad. Not pad, boat launching.
And have you ever seen a place where water would come and fall a long distance?
Waterfall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of roads around here do you remember them having when you were younger?
Like they are now. You know, we still have a lot of gravel roads. Roads are better around here than they used to be. A lot better.
Mm-hmm. A hard white paved road like city sidewalk
mm-hmm.
would be met called a city sidewalks here.
We just call them sidewalks. Were they made of this
yeah.
kind of cement?
Yeah. Now, to get to your house, well, out in the country, if you turned off the main road, you would be on a
gravel road or side road, backcountry road.
And say you came to a man's farm down the public road,
mm-hmm.
and you came to the turnoff going to his house, what would you call that?
Driveway.
And when you're on a farm, and there would be a track that the cattle would march up to, that would be a what? Say going down to the
path?
Cow path. And then when you were going to see one of those plantations like Belle Isle down in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and you're riding along, and they have a lot of trees lined along the side of the road,
mm-hmm.
what's that?
Not an orchard, just trees, a grove of trees.
Well, I mean the road.
Oh, the road that goes through the trees?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't call it anything different. What would you call
along
it?
Along the side of the street.